You're listening to Marketplace Weekend. I'm David Lazarus, in for Lizzie O'Leary. The big wheels keep on turning, and not just on that bike of yours, but also in the economy. In marketing, cycles dictate advertising campaigns. Depending on the season, you'll be pitched for all sorts of different things. Therese Wilbur of USC's Marshall School of Business is here to tell us more.
Here is your year in commercial marketing and advertising. In January, of course, we start with New Year's and New Year's resolutions, which means that it's a great opportunity for diet services because everyone has a New Year's resolution to lose weight.
If you're bored and you know it, eat a snack. If you're lonely and you know it, eat a snack.
Then after that, we go into getting ready for the Super Bowl. So we have the NFL playoffs in January and the Super Bowl beginning of February. You're going to see in grocery stores, huge pallet displays of chips and soda. In February, of course, the highlight is Valentine's Day.
The craving for chocolate. Ooh. Is
and of course, there you're going to have everything from chocolates to flowers, anything your sweetheart would enjoy, such as perfume. It's a key time for fragrance sales.
Our kiss. Our smile.
Leading into March, everybody will be getting ready for Easter as soon as Valentine's Day ends. So, of course, all of the Easter candy and Easter basket goodies are going to be available.
I can't let allergies stop me from leading the way, so I get Claritin Clear.
Key allergy season would be coming into spring.
Allergy season. I love the smell of pollen in the morning.
When you get into spring and summer, that's a key time for your home improvements. Everyone gets ambitious and wants to, for example, paint their home. April's a little bit of a lull for the retailers. But we get into May. May is a huge retail month because of Mother's Day. Everybody gets their mom a gift or at least a card or celebrates with her. And then, of course, we'll get into the beginning of summer with Memorial Day, which is considered, you know, the traditional beginning of summer. So we have all of our summer toys out and activities and swimsuits. In June, we have Father's Day, not as big as Mother's Day. A lot of giftable items for Father's Day, technology, for example. Also for graduation, technology is a big one.
Hello, I'm a Mac.
And I'm a PC.
In July, we have 4th of July, anything related to cooling off. June, July, and August are actually high sales for gas and vacations and resorts because that's when typically children are in school.
We've heard that over 400 million vacation days go unused every year.
That's the stupidest thing I ever heard.
They're paid vacation days.
If you guys agree to travel more, we'll all do better in school.
You'll start to see back to school trickle in July for sure. Preparation for school starting in August and September. So back to school will be a big focus. And retailers will be happy. They've kind of gotten out of that summer lull, getting ready for the height of the retail season, starting with back to school in August and September.
Bye, Mom.
Bye, sweetie. You'll do great.
This is it.
A new school year has so much potential.
October is a highlight month now. Actually, October sales passed December sales just this past year. The real highlight is Halloween and how much U.S. consumers have really gotten into Halloween.
Hey, little M&Ms. Wow.
It's Halloween time, my frightful fiends. And Disneyland is ours!
Get into November. Highlight being Thanksgiving, which is a huge occasion for food and beverage sales. And Black Friday being the busiest shopping day of the year.
It's on, Black Friday's almost here. We should totally shop forever.
Smiley face, don't be late, or whatever.
What if you could shop forever?
October, November, and December are when most engagements are planned. Most engagements actually happen in December, so it's a key time for diamond sales for rings.
There are two things in the world that last longer than time. Love is one of them. A diamond.
diamond is forever.
Of course, December, we have the holidays. So we have Christmas and then we have New Year's. And most people actually do their shopping about a week before Christmas. Retailers are trying to get rid of inventory kind of at a higher price before it goes on sale after the end of the year.
We want to hear from you. Tell us about your year in spending, what you buy and when, regardless of when someone's trying to sell it to you. Write to us. We're at marketplaceweekend.org, or you can tweet us at marketplacewknd.